bells on the town as the children start to sing. And the lady across the street, she shuts out the night against the thousands waiting as she turns out the light. But it's too late, too late, too late, too late for love, too late.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt. Nikki.
We're back.
We're back.
We never left.
And if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, seriously.
Seriously.
No, come on.
By now, they should be always tuned in.
Always tuned in to 98.5 WUPS. Big shout out, by the way, to Brown Machine in Beaverton.
Okay, what's
maybe
that?
Is it Brown Machine or Brown Machinery? I think it's Brown Machine.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's a great corporation, great company. They make all kinds of products and machinery for lids and other automotive, you know, like a lid to a coffee cup.
Yeah.
They make those. My good friend Tom Oliver works there.
Oh, okay.
So big shout out to Tom Oliver at Brown Machine.
All right.
And Tom is actually featured on their website.
Okay.
That's why I have to give him a big shout out.
To check that out.
Yeah, big shout out. So what a show.
Yes.
No.
Another
this show
huge
is going to be
show.
Huge. Coming up. In the second segment is our good friend, Dr. Bob Townsend.
Yes, he's
here. And he's going to be joining us for an entire segment, and he's got a terrific platform, and I can't wait to hear from Dr. Bob.
Me neither.
Yeah, I can't wait for everyone to get out and vote for Dr. Bob.
Yes.
That's the key
week.
Thing.
Oh, this Tuesday.
Yeah, this Tuesday.
Two days.
Big follow-up to a story we spoke of last Sunday.
Okay.
Do you recall the story? And I'm not going to bore the listeners with this entire story. I was at a gas station, dropped a $5 bill. And I knew it was mine, but the way I said it, oh my goodness, I found a $5 bill, so I ended up turning it into the cashier.
I remember.
So at my office this week, I think it was last Monday.
Okay.
Dawn, who works for me with Jackie Starr, Dawn says, Todd, there's something on your desk, and the gentleman said you would know what it is. I had no clue what she was talking about, so I walk into my office, and there's this camouflage thing on my desk.
Okay.
It was a camouflage wallet, a really nice wallet, by the way, brand new. I have it here with me today.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
It is very nice.
I opened it up, and inside was a card.
Okay.
And a $5 bill.
Are you kidding
me? Is that unbelievable? So somebody, a good friend, Officer Banta, Robert Banta, great man. You know, he's retired. He used to be part of the sheriff's department for many years. He did an outstanding job, so I thank him for his service. The men and women over at the Isabella County Sheriff's Department do a great job. Mike Main's doing a great job also. But he's retired. Great man. He listens to the show with his lovely wife, Betsy.
Okay.
On their way to church. And by the way, week after week, we are now the top-rated radio show for people who are on the way to church.
There we go. That's
more,
great.
More people tune in on the way to church than any other radio show.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I don't know how I came up with those statistics.
I have no idea.
But I just feel it. But
okay.
But how cool was that for my good friend, you know,
so he dropped
Bob
off
Banta.
The wallet and $5 for you?
I was cracking up. Yeah, look, here's the wallet and $5.
Wow.
He's a great man, great family, just a great, great person. And what a hoot.
That's
because
funny.
Because it's a true story. So thank
funny.
You, Mr. Banta, and for that awesome follow-up to, and there's $5 in there.
Yes,
you know what
I
I'm gonna,
see that.
And you know what I'm going to do with this, truly? I'm going to go and find somebody that truly needs it, like a young person of age.
Okay.
You know, maybe a college student that needs a coffee or something, and I'll pass it along.
Take someone a coffee.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. Isn't that a great story?
That is.
There you go.
There we go.
What a huge show.
It's going to be a huge show.
Who do we have coming on the show today?
Dr. Bob Townsend.
Dr. Bob Townsend. And he's running for the 97th District House of Representatives.
Yes, he is.
And he is an advocate for the people. He's just a great doctor, great person, and we have to get out and vote in 2 days.
Yes, we do.
I'm tired of talking about this election.
There's a lot of talk, and now there's people advertising everywhere. So we've got to vote for the right people.
You have to vote for your local men and women who are running for office. Don't, as I say on every show, it's so important to elect the right men and women who run your daily lives, the commissioners, the local officials at both the state and local level.
Yes.
So get educated. Today is Sunday. You have 2 days to get educated. And that's why we're bringing Dr. Bob Townsend back on the show here shortly so we can educate everybody. Hey, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why is it trick or treat? I mean, when you were a kid and you went trick or treating, did you ever get a trick? Like, hey, I'm going to pull a rabbit out of a hat?
No.
Because if I was standing there asking for candy, like trick or treat, and somebody came to the door with a magic trick, it's like, no, I don't want the trick. I want the treat.
I have never had anybody ask me if I really wanted the trick.
Yeah.
Never.
So wouldn't it be a horrible thing next year to just do a trick?
It would be, actually, because I want the candy.
I mean, how disappointing.
Just like I wanted my grandson to get all those Reese's peanut butter cups so I could take them. And they had the big ones now. They were pumpkins.
Nikki.
So they were big.
Nikki, I'm going to go buy you Reese's peanut butter cups after the show.
I love peanut butter.
I'm going to buy you a Reese's peanut butter cereal.
Oh, they got cereal? I don't go down the cereal aisle.
What?
I don't eat
Nikki,
cereal.
Nikki, where do you live? Don't be specific. We don't want anybody to know. Do you live in Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't buy cereal.
You don't buy cereal?
No, I don't.
Because it's just bread.
Yeah, I don't buy cereal.
Am I right? We talk about cereal all the time on this show.
We do. I mean, I had favorites from when I was growing up, but I really don't eat it.
Nope. You know what's really disappointing?
What's that?
What's really disappointing to me is, and this is, we talk about cannabis all the time.
Yes, we do.
Just because it's right there.
Yeah, and all the new laws.
All the new laws and changes and everything.
Yes.
But I know law enforcement is just doing their job, but I'm still hearing cases and receiving cases where somebody has a legal right to grow as a caregiver.
Okay.
And they're in their own home.
Right.
Their own, the property that they pay taxes on, they may be paying a mortgage on, that they're giving back to the community by being there.
Right.
Taking
okay.
care of their home, the farmland, and keeping the value up in the county and in the area.
Okay.
So law enforcement will do flyovers and, you know, and helicopters.
All right.
Of all these surrounding counties. And they'll look for grow operations to see if they're illegal, if anything's growing outside. Now, I could understand if someone is not complying with the law and there's a flyover. I have a problem with flyovers in the first place when it comes to marijuana.
Well, yeah.
But my problem is I know of a few cases out there in various counties. And by the way, this is nothing in our local county here. This is a case or cases I'm referring to that I've seen in other counties.
All right.
North of Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Actually way north, more than an hour north. But there was a case where there was a flyover. Somebody had a greenhouse. And because it was outside, they were become, these were monsters, monster
okay.
plants.
All right.
These people knew what they were doing. And
well,
but,
yeah.
But here's the thing. They were within the allowed number of plants to grow.
Okay.
But based on a flyover, law enforcement came knocking on the door. The person didn't understand their rights. So they let law enforcement in. And before you know it, all the plants are being yanked out of their pots. And this person's being charged with all kinds of things.
Oh, no.
Here's my issue. First off, I have an issue with the flyover. Second off, this person's on their property. And here's the other thing. When the law was passed, it didn't say anything. It said 2.5 ounces per individual. So if you're a caregiver, you can have a number of patients, five patients, including yourself, 72 plants, 2.5 ounces each.
Okay.
But so if you're a caregiver and you're growing, if you know anything about growing, you're going to have overages.
Correct.
So these individuals had not yet had the opportunity to destroy, and I hate saying this, to destroy overages. They were still in pots.
All right.
And everything was yanked out. I just have a I just feel like there's such a violation of your, of everything. They weren't, because the law didn't, we'll have to talk to Dr. Bob about this if he would. The law did not account for overages. The law didn't say, okay, you're allowed to have this many plants, 2.5 ounces. The overages you're supposed to destroy.
Correct.
But if the plants are not being processed yet and you're still growing,
how can you
be charged
yet?
With delivery and manufacture because you're overweight if you haven't had a time to destroy the overages?
Correct.
So that's an issue that I saw a couple months ago, and it bothers me.
Well, that would.
I mean, there's something's wrong about that.
Well, yeah, they really need to fix that law.
I mean, and
now.
I blame the legislator because, legislators, if I said that right, because when they pass a law, I mean, they allowed people to grow legally, but yet they also put these people in a position where they could be charged with misdemeanor and felonies as they have.
Right.
Because of the overages.
Correct, because they didn't.
Because of the overages. And yeah. I've heard more and more people who have been helped by oils and other edibles in relation to diseases and terminal illnesses. And Dr. Bob's a doctor, so he's in studio right now, and we might have to have him on longer than we were planned so he can maybe address all these things. I just want to complain about that because
that's a big issue.
As a defense attorney, I see firsthand, and again, we support law enforcement. Let's just get that straight.
We do.
You will never hear me knock law enforcement, but as a defense attorney, that doesn't mean I have to agree with what they do.
Correct.
Because I'm a defense attorney.
Right.
And again, at times, they do have discretion, but they're following the rules and procedures as put forth by the men and women who write the laws in Lansing.
Yes.
So I don't necessarily blame law enforcement, but you know, everything starts at the top and trickles down.
That's true.
So
and we've got to get it changed at the top.
We do. And I have a problem with that. How can you charge someone with a felony when they have not yet had an opportunity to comply with the law? And again, I hate saying this word, destroy the overages, the excess.
Correct. Yeah.
Exactly. People have been charged for the last couple of years with those felonies. It's ridiculous.
Right. That's going to change soon, though.
Nick, the Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring Nicky Morissette with T-O-Double-D. When we come back from break, we're going to talk with Dr. Robert Townsend, who is running. Please vote for him. Tuesday, 97th District House of Representatives. Nicky, we'll be right back. To the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, we appreciate you tuning in. And if you miss any part of the show, you can catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean, free podcasting. During break, I was speaking with Dr. Bob Townsend, who I want to welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bob.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you sat here through the first segment, and we were discussing during break the issue of a plant, no matter what size, is considered one plant. You're not supposed to take the weight into consideration.
Well, if the thing's growing on a plant, that counts as one plant. Once it's taken off the plant, trimmed and dried, then you measure the weight.
Exactly.
You can't take a live plant and then try and count it as weight. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
There's actually a case, I think it was out of the thumb area over the last couple of years, where they were weighing everything. So they took everything that was dried, and everything that was still drying, and they weighed it, and it went up to the higher courts, and they ruled in favor of the defendant.
Sometimes they actually even weigh the dirt ball and the pot and the stems and everything else. You know, they just basically take the entire plant and put it on a scale and say, well, that's all marijuana.
But, I mean, I just have a problem with someone being charged with delivering and manufacturing and maintaining a drug house when they're in their own residence, minding their own business, growing for their patients, maybe possibly themselves, and then someone knocks at the door, and before you know it, everything's yanked out of the pots, and because you're over and you haven't even had an opportunity to comply with the law yet, you're charged.
Well, the thing is, if you get a delivery charge, show me the person you were delivering it to.
Well, exactly. Well, it's delivery and manufacturing. I mean, there's the statute. You have to read the statute. I'll have to pull the statute next week and read it to the listeners. It's just, it's crazy because, look, the people have spoken. And that's one of the reasons why we're trying to get you elected, Dr. Bob. We need someone like you who fights for the people. We're so tired of hearing people run for office and false promises. How's the election going?
Oh, the election's going great. I'm absolutely amazed by the way the election's turning out. But basically, one of the things that I like looking at is, why are we putting people in jail over a plant? I just got consulted by an attorney down in Western Michigan the other day for a Section 8 defense as an expert. This guy
here... Bonafide relationship.
Yeah, it was a bonafide relationship and usable amounts and things like that is, you know, some of the things that I am an expert on. This guy had a garbage bag full of floor sweepings that had leaves and dust bunnies and pieces of paper in it, and they weighed the whole bag, said he had 5 pounds of usable marijuana. And, you know, these things here, I mean, it's almost as if they're looking for reasons to prosecute people over a plant.
Yeah, it's upsetting. And I hear it every day as a defense attorney because I specialize in everything cannabis.
I agree. You know, I was a big supporter of MI Legalized, where we decriminalized a lot of it. You know, obviously you leave criminality with driving under the influence and providing to a minor, but you reduce the penalties on that to the same penalties you would get if you provided alcohol or drove with alcohol.
Let me ask you a question. You're running in 2 days. In 2 days is the election. Outline your district so people who are in your geographical location can go out and vote for you.
I actually have a pretty simple district. I have 3 complete counties. I have Aranac, Gladwin, and Clare County. And then I have kind of a convoluted half county out in Osceola, basically the eastern half of Osceola. So it kind of looks like Tennessee. It's about 35 miles deep and about 105 miles wide. And, oh, man, I think I've walked and driven over the entire thing 10 or 20 times.
You know, across the country, people are sick and tired of the establishment politician and the parties backing these politicians on both sides of the aisle. I can say, and that's why you're on my show, and Nikki, because she's part of the show, that you are not part of the establishment, and that's why I love everything about you.
Well, no, I'm really not. And if you look at the people that are running nationally right now, you know, the people that really did the best were probably Sanders and Trump. And I think the thing that's attracting a lot of people to candidates like that is they're not business as usual machine politicians with big money backing them up and, you know, just doing the party line and, you know, being told how to vote. I think the very last thing the 97th District needs right now is to have a candidate go to the state and basically just vote in a block with his party and listen to his special interests. I think we need to have somebody that's funded by the district itself, like me, that works for the district and will come and be the district's voice rather than the voice of special interests and the DeVos family and all these people that are putting huge amounts of money into my opponent's campaign.
I can't recall the last time one of our elected officials in whichever district I live in at any level said, hey, we're having a monthly meeting where you can come out and voice your concerns. You see that at the township level and at the smaller levels. But how about our elected officials who go to Lansing? I've never, ever in all my years as an adult who can vote received an invitation to come and let that elected person know what I'm thinking.
Well, actually, Joel Johnson, the guy that I hope to be replacing, he's term limited out. He used to have meetings at the county airports in a couple of the counties. But
that's outstanding.
They were, you know, I think they were mentioned in the paper. But
that's not enough.
Yeah.
Because how many people read the paper? Or, I mean, I'd like to know. I'd like somebody who's running for office, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, say, okay, I'm coming back every month and or every other month, and we're going to have a meeting right here at the same time, same location, and you can come out and voice your concerns.
You know, I think that's probably a really good idea. You know, we could set aside, you know, the second Thursday of the month or the second Sunday of the month, and, you know, I'll be out at the Clare Municipal Airport at 7 o'clock in the evening, and I'll be available. But I think one of the things that you're going to really see that is different with me compared to, say, my opponent or my predecessor, I actually know how to use Facebook. I have a very active Facebook account. People can come there and ask me questions. I respond to them.
All the time. We're Facebook. I follow you on Facebook. What's your website, by the way?
It's roberttownsendfor97.com.
One more time.
That's roberttownsendfor97.com, and you spell out four.
And everything that you are running for and what your platform is listed on your website.
Oh, all my positions are there. I've got a lot of very well-researched positions, and in many cases, I've sat down and put out supplemental stuff on my Facebook page, which is put Dr. Bob in Lansing. But there's a link to it right off the website. You can find it.
The important thing is you have a huge following, but that's not enough. We need people to get out and vote. Make sure you're voting for not just because, you know, the name looks familiar, but for what they stand for.
Exactly.
If you see a sign and you see that sign all the time, that's not enough in my opinion. You need to look up, what is that person going to do for me? Is that person going to toe the party line, or is that somebody who's going to do something for the people? Because I'm so tired of hearing, elect me. I'm for education, lowering taxes, improving the roads. When does that ever happen? I mean, does any of that ever get done? I mean, I'm in my 50s. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for that to happen. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Like, when?
You know, Todd, this is what I really love about these elections. You know, I thought when I – this is my first time running for office. So I thought that when I ran for office, it was going to be a big thing. You were going to get a Republican, and they were going to have their positions, and I was going to be a Democrat, and I was going to have my positions, and we'd sit down and talk about the positions. Well, I did that. I actually researched positions. I researched the pipelines under the straits, the cost of no-fault insurance, Common Core, electric deregulation. I wrote position papers on all these things. My opponent is putting out things like, I'm looking forward to working towards a bright future for our children. Well, who the heck doesn't want a bright future for our children? How are you going to do it there, Chief? Are you going to fund public schools? Are you going to stop the hemorrhage of public school money going to charter schools?
And when did the lotto, remember when the lottery first came about? It said, oh, this lotto money is going to go to improve our schools. Well, where has that money gone?
Well, like I said, many times what happens when you hear these things from these state politicians and professional politicians, they're, as we say in medicine, blowing smoke up your distal GI tract.
Absolutely. If you're just absolutely. I just want to tell the listeners you're listening to the Todd Levitt Law Show with our special guest, Dr. Robert Townsend, who is running for the House of Representatives 97th District. And that is Clare County, Gladwin, Aranac, and parts of Osceola. So if you're going to vote on Tuesday, which you should, take someone with you and say, hey, don't forget to vote for Bob Townsend.
Well, one thing I'd also like to add to that, I've been approached many times by people wanting me to put out mailers and do robocalls and everything like that. I've consistently refused to do the 15 mailers my opponent has done. I don't have any mailers out. I'm not going to do robocalls because the last thing you want during election season is a robocall. You know what I'd really like people to do? I've got 1,600 likes on my Facebook page. That's a significant number of people. In this
district. I'm one of those likes.
Yes, you are.
I like you.
And I think Nikki is too.
Nick.
But the thing about it is if each one of those people that like my page and like what I'm saying, if they'd sit down and call five friends and family members and have those people call five friends and family members, we'd run out of people to call in 2 or 3 days and we'd get everybody. And if you're going to get a call on an election day, it would be better to have it come from a trusted friend or a family member rather than a robocall.
Absolutely. Hey, we have to go to break. Will you join us for another segment?
Sure.
Dr. Bob Townsend, we'll be back for another segment right after this break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. What a huge show we're having today. We're joined in studio by our good friend who is running for the 97th District House of Representatives in the state of Michigan, Dr. Bob Townsend. Dr. Bob, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Todd.
I invite you time and time again because you are so important in that you represent what the people are seeking. Representation, someone that actually will listen to the people and not just toe the party line. And you hear that from everybody, but I know you personally, and that's why I'm advocating for you. I want everybody to get out there if you live in Gladwin or Clare, Osceola.
Or Aranac County.
Aranac County. Tell five friends. A lot of people know you, but we need the people that don't know you to vote for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
the important
thing.
Take my word for it. I wouldn't have you on the show otherwise.
Well, that's the important thing. You know, we had a very low turnout in the primary, of course. And actually, my opponent made fun of all the Democrats because, I said only 26% of the people that showed up in the primary were Democrat. I'd like to show him on election day, the Democrats actually do vote. And you know something? There's a lot of Republicans out there that support me, too. You know, it never ceases to amaze me when I drive down the road and I see a Trump and I see a sign for the Republican chair's candidate. And then right next to it is, you know, like Townsend, send a doctor to the House, 97th District.
I like that. Send a doctor to the House. That's a cool. I like that saying.
Yeah. Well, I think they need a little help out there once in a while. And, you know, one of the primary jobs of being a doctor is being a problem solver. You got to identify problems and you've got to come up with reasonable solutions for them.
I have a question for you as a doctor, if you don't mind me deviating for a moment.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead. I'm just saying, I love that show. I was devastated a couple weeks ago at what transpired. Is it possible that we will actually experience a zombie apocalypse? I know we're having a serious show and you're running for office and you're a doctor and I'm a lawyer, but I love that show. And I just want to make sure that if there's a zombie apocalypse that, you know, I can get out of town.
Well, I got my bug out bag and I got enough guns to outfit a Bolivian combat platoon. So I'm going to have so many people showing up at my house. You know, they always make fun of the redneck with all the guns until the zombies show up. I say.
Exactly. I love The Walking Dead, folks. Great show. Westworld on HBO. Another great show, by the way. Hey, you're a military guy. You served in the military, so I appreciate your service.
Thank you. I was a combat medic. I was an E-4 combat medic. And then came to the attention of the hires-to-be, and I ended up my service as a lieutenant. So,
what are some of the things that you are planning on doing when elected to office?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'd like to look at. First of all, I think our approach to healthcare right now is really bad. I'm a doctor that actually takes care of all the forgotten patients, the people suffering from chronic pain or addiction. I think we're approaching that from a law enforcement standpoint right now. And I think that we need to approach it from a fixable public health standpoint.
We complain every other week on the show about healthcare and the cost and how high it is. My cost, and I'm not shy about this, I'm going to be paying $850 a month starting in January for my policy. $850 a month. That has gone up over the last 3-4 years from about 200 and change to 850. What's the answer?
Stop aging. That would be number
hey,
one.
I thought I looked pretty good over here.
Yeah, but that would be number one is, you know, stay healthy and stop aging. But, you know, I just actually was reading an article that was on CNN Money today about the actual cost of Obamacare. And it says, you know, like overall, there's going to be a 22% increase. But it varies widely depending on what state you're in. And in Michigan, we're looking at about a 7% increase. And we're looking at 70 to 78% of people in Michigan are obtaining the Affordable Health Care Plan insurance for less than $100 a month. Now, if you look at the subsidies that are available, for a family of four, you can make up to $97,000 and still qualify for a subsidy. It's four times the poverty rate. And if you make more than $97,000 a year, you know, damn, you can afford insurance. And you can afford to pitch in and pay insurance to help pay for your less fortunate and slightly sicker
neighbors.
Here's
the issue.
That's how they got rid of the pre-existing conditions and such.
Here's my problem. There's too many freeloaders out there. I know too many men and women, and I'm sorry if you're some of our listeners, and I hope not, but that they walk into my office, they sit down, and I say, you know, what do you do for work? These are healthy-looking men and women from time to time. Oh, I'm on disability. Okay. And I don't judge because I just don't judge, but am I judging right now? I just feel that at $850 a month, I'm paying for someone out there that's freeloading and has always freeloaded off the backs of hardworking men and women such as yourself, myself, and Nick, and those our listeners out there. Who am I paying for?
Todd, you're paying for two different people. First of all, you're paying for people that need a helping hand.
I'm okay with that somewhat, but not everybody.
You're paying for people that have pre-existing conditions that would be otherwise uninsurable. Because you had cancer when you were 3 years old, now you're 40, you're still uninsurable under the old system. Now you can get insurance, and the way that works is people come into it. The other thing is, and I would caution you to do
this.
You
are a medical doctor, so this is good.
Yes. The other thing that I would really caution you about is you can't see PTSD.
Agree.
You don't know what's going on with these people just by looking at them, all right? We used to have an exercise in medical school where we had to go down to the malls and watch people walk and try and figure out what's wrong with them. Well, that one's got a bad hip. That one's got a bad knee. That one there's got one leg shorter than the other. you know, this patient here, you could see they've got congestive heart failure by looking at them. You can't always do that. Sometimes you have to actually look into it a little bit more.
Yeah,
and folks are just so quick to judge.
I'm happy to support our veterans 100%. It's just in regards to the cost of health insurance, I have an issue with the fact that in Michigan we have three options. We have you know, gold, bronze, and silver. It was supposed to be that we had dozens and dozens of options with different insurance companies, thus bringing competition into the state of Michigan and the cost down. That hasn't happened.
You have eight insurance companies on the exchange in Michigan, and each one offers three different plans. So that's 24 different options that you have.
That's not how they explain it, though. I mean, that has the way you just explained it to me, that's the first time I ever heard that.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm really good at.
Because when you call the marketplace and you speak to them, they have told me you have three options. They didn't say you have all these different insurance companies. They told me I have three options to consider.
Well, yeah, they tell you you got gold, silver, and bronze.
Right.
But then when you say, okay, I want bronze, and then they sit down and say, well, we've got five different plans that you can choose from.
Never been told that, ever.
Well, I got my Obamacare online, so I actually looked at them all.
I'm going to look that up tomorrow.
Knock yourself out, man. You'll find out that generally I don't say things unless I've researched them.
I believe that to be the truth. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Bob Townsend. He's running for the 97th District of House of Representatives, Gladwin, Clare, Osceola, Aranac.
In Aranac County.
Yep, Tuesday. Get out and vote.
That's
so
right.
What are some of the other things that you want the listeners to know about you?
Well, I'm a big proponent of criminal justice reform. I've already alluded to the fact I don't like the idea of people going to jail for a plant. My idea, if you're going to be charged with a criminal offense, I think you really ought to be able to point to a victim or a potential victim. Otherwise, we ought to really consider a fine. We spend way too much time trying to figure out different and creative ways to incarcerate people in this state.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, once they have a criminal record, you know, if they get a felony of some sort, which you can get for turning back the odometer on your car, you're barred from working in any fruitful way for the rest of your life because you're a felon.
You know, people often ask me, why did I become an attorney?
Why did you become an attorney, Todd?
Which is completely deviating from what we're talking about, but it's in the same arena. When I was a kid, I was told if I pull the mattress pad tag off, it was a crime.
It is.
It's not. And I'm thinking to myself as a kid, okay, I'm in my own room. There's no one around. Who's going to see if I pull the tag off? So I thought to myself, this is crazy. This is a myth. So I wanted to know the truth. So I went to undergrad. I went to law school, and I found out it's a myth. And here's another thing. It's a myth. You are not entitled by law to a phone call if you're placed under arrest. Everybody says, I didn't get a phone call. What happened to my phone call? Show me a law where it says you're entitled to a phone call.
But that's, I saw it on Matlock, man.
Matlock? Are you sure it wasn't Ally McBeal?
Oh, could be.
Hey, we have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to finish strong with Dr. Bob Townsend and Nick here in studio on 98.5 WUPS. I'm still not happy about my health insurance, albeit you explained it to me, and I'm going to look into that after the show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, we're going to finish the show strong today. First, big shout out to all the men and women in the Midland County Sheriff's Department. You do a great job over there. And the Midland County Probation Department. Judge Carpenter, always appreciate how hard his staff works at the court there in Midland. And big shout out to all the men and women over there and the prosecutor's office as well. They do a great job. Dr. Bob, again, you're running for office Tuesday.
97th District, Michigan House of Representatives. I'll be on the Democratic side, even though I'm an independent.
The mic is yours.
All right. Well, Todd, I wanted to finish up on something that you had mentioned last time about the problems with the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, I was at a meeting the other day with the Builders Association here in Isabella County. And that...
Carmi.
Yeah, there were five Republicans and me there. And each one of them took a turn taking a stab at Obamacare, they kept calling it. And I demolished them with one very simple question. Okay, let's get rid of Obamacare. What is your alternative plan to ensure those 19 million people? Well, I hadn't thought about that. You know, it's one thing. Politicians are really good about complaining about things. True leaders are good at identifying a problem and trying to solve it. So
here's the thing. I don't have an answer on how to cure Obamacare. The problem is you're correct. What do you do with all the people who are now insured? You can't just take them off insurance, but that doesn't mean that I still have a right to complain that I'm carrying the cost for some freeloaders out there, and I don't know who they are, and I'm not referring to vets. I support our men and women. I would be happy to pay extra every day of the week for our veterans. No problem with that. Or people who are disabled, or people who can't, you know, single mother. But there's other people out there, and I know them. We all know them. They're not working. They're, you know, it's generational how to scam the system, and that's my concern. Is it's the generational men and women who are born into it, and they're taught by, and I'm going to get some flack for this, but they're taught by their mother, their father, on how to apply for Social Security, disability, and not work and contribute to society. That's what I have a problem with supporting.
Well, you know, even going back to when Roosevelt was president back in the 30s, they had this thing called the Civilian Conservation Corps out there. And newspapers were just full of cartoons about these CCC guys leaning on their shovels and tax dollars wasting. That's just a common complaint you see with everybody. But, you know, one of the key aspects and key traits of being a good representative is you have to sit down and look at a program like the Affordable Health Care or our no-fault insurance program. All right, what specifically is wrong with it? Where can we improve it? Or is it something that we can fix? Or do we have to get rid of it and replace it with something better? These are key questions that we have to have. And, you know, this is the thing that kind of got me on this race. I honestly thought that the entire race would be based on issues. And when I went to the debates out in Beaverton back at the end of September.
Bra Machine, great place.
Yeah. Well, I went out to the debates out there, and they had a series of questions they wanted to ask us. We didn't know what they were in advance. Well, I went out there, and I was well prepared for that debate. And I was able to answer every single question that I was asked. My opponent goes out there and deflects every single question and tries to divert it to what he wants to talk about. The very first question was on the pipelines under the Straits of Mackinac. You know, and I addressed the pipelines. He said, well, yeah, there's something we ought to look into. But you know what everybody's concerned about is jobs. So let me tell you my speech on jobs. And it's just not turning out the way that I thought it would. I thought that this would all be on issues. I have well-researched and published positions on my webpage. I thought maybe my opponent might want to try and attack those positions and offer alternatives. No. You know what his entire strategy has been? Dr. Townsend's a bad doctor, so don't vote for him. Vote for me. What does me being a bad doctor have anything to do with the fact that I did my research? And that's the thing that's just absolutely amazed me. I guess the voters have a choice here in a couple of days at the election. You know, who you send to Lansing is up to you and who you bubble in on election day. And you have two candidates. You have my opponent, who has all the special interest money and party support that he needs to win this election. And then you have me, that has the preparation and the experience to do the job well. And which one of us you wish to send to Lansing is now in your hands.
And, you know, we'll end it right there, Dr. Bob. I mean, I hope everybody gets out there Tuesday and votes. You're a good friend, you're a good person, and we appreciate how hard you've campaigned to get your message out there so that you can represent the interests of the people, not just your district, but everybody in Michigan. Yes, you represent your district and the interest of the district, but you're still in the House of Representatives, which is Michigan. So you're looking out for all of us because you're going to be looking at bills that are introduced, and you have the opportunity to endorse them, sign on, or even sponsor them.
Yes. Yes. And the thing that everybody needs to remember, too, is that all the funding for my campaign comes from the 97th District. My opponent, most of his funding is coming from the DeVos family down in Grand Rapids and the special interests. And when it comes down to a conflict between what's best for my district, the 97th, and what's best for these special interests, I'm clearly going to go with what's best for my district.
Bottom line is people still need to get out and vote.
Yes, they do. They have to get on out and vote. And the thing that I really can bring to the job is that I see patients all over the state. And I have worked with Lansing in the past. So I think that I'm clearly the most qualified candidate for this job.
And I agree 100%. Give out your website.
RobertTownsendfor97.com.
Wish you best of luck, Dr. Bob.
Thank you very much. Stop by the Facebook page and ask me a question.
See you in Lansing. What a huge show. Nick, what a huge show. Really appreciate Dr. Bob Townsend running for the 97th District House of Representatives to discuss his platform, his views on just about a whole wide range of issues. But the bottom line is you have to get out and vote. And we've invited other candidates to come on the show, opposition, and Dr. Bob's the only one who stepped up. We also had Jeff Irwin on the show out of Ann Arbor, and he endorses Dr. Bob, and he's termed out. So hopefully Dr. Bob can replace Jeff Irwin, who did a great job. Nikki, what a huge show.
It was a huge show.
I wanted to inform the listeners, I wanted to bring Dr. Bob on, my friend, because it's so important that everybody gets out and not just vote because they're Democrat or Republican or they recognize a name, but they vote for the candidate and what they stand for. And to be honest with you, most candidates stand for the same old bull.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I have never known any candidate that has done anything.
No.
Nothing changes. It's all the same.
No, you're right. But they have to go by who you have to vote.
Again,
Robert Townsend's one to vote for.
Absolutely. And I would like to get, and I've said this before, truck drivers, single mothers, people who work every day on the pipelines and the automotive plants, somebody at Mopar, Bandit. So I would like to get somebody into office that, the thing is you have to have money. And as Dr. Bob said, he has funded his entire campaign, not by special interest groups. The system is so rigged that, if you don't get the backing of the party and you don't have a lot of money from special interest, you cannot run. But I want to see the average person take office. The person where nothing ever gets done for that person.
Right.
There needs to be a system set up so they can run and get elected.
And definitely.
And we need Dr. Bob in office for
yes,
that.
Yes, we do.
Hey, by the way, I have to head up to Camping World after the show.
Okay.
Love Camping World. Travis up there. Amanda. Travis does a great job in service. You got to go. If you go to Camping World, make sure you go to the very back and say hi to Travis.
Got to do that.
My buddy Burnsy. I love Burnsy. He's a good guy up there. Mike Burnsy, Burnside. Remember, it used to be Burnside?
Yes.
Yeah, now it's Camping World.
Yes, I remember.
Everybody, Melissa, Lori, everybody, Amanda, they do a great job, Fred, in service.
They do.
Big shout out to Greeny, Roy Tyson up there. Shameless plugs all the way around. People, we just lost our 55 listeners.
I doubt it. We just gained more.
Yep. Have a great Sunday
afternoon,
Nikki.
Yes.
And get out and vote. This time next week, we're going to have a new president.
Yes, we will.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
I'm
scared.
So am I.
I'm scared on both sides.
Yes.
I'm scared on both sides. I'm just saying. I don't know what to do other than I can get Dr. Bob elected.
That's right.
That makes me feel better about the presidential election.
There we go.
I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
Not just a litigator.
You're an advocate.
Take us out, Nick.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District, Send a Doctor to the House, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.